to get a refill on his blood pressure medicine, I mean diabetes. Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, Moke, M-O-A-K-E. Well, go right to the front, sir, and we'll call you. Remember, Hollywood. I could be your agent. 8-15-72. Today is 3-27-24. Mr. Moke is a 51-year-old gentleman, works offshore, very non-compliant with medication. He quit taking his metformin because it made him sick. Then he started taking Amaryl only once a day. Then he ran out of amiodarone. He's not taking that. He knows the reason he's taking the amiodarone is because of atrial fibrillation. He knows if you go in and out of atrial fibrillation, you can have a huge risk of stroke. I've discussed this with him in the past. He's seen a cardiologist. He did have GI bleed on Eliquis, refused to see a gastroenterologist. He says, I just don't have time. Meanwhile, he continues to abuse his body. He drinks. We talked about his drinking habits. He drinks in 6 to 8 beers a day. We talked about AA and other modalities. He says he'll think about it. But at this time, he's not interested in stopping, period. New paragraph. Meanwhile, he's concerned about his Amaryl and the fact that he doesn't have any and his blood sugar may be going up. So he wants to get a refill on his medication. He's alert. He's awake. He's in no distress. He weighs 219 pounds. COVID immunization, none. Medication, see the medication list updated today. Medical problems, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, surgery, atrial fibrillation, surgery, vasectomy, social drinks, 8 to 10 beers at night, half a pack a day of smoking. He doesn't use drugs. Last allergy, non-drug allergy. Review of system as above, along with non-compliance and the fact that he's not taking his medication. He also suffers from ED. He weighs 219 pounds, 99%, 98.7, 18, 68, 137 over 82, heart positive, home positive, cologne, cicloab, soft mixture, JVD, skin stress, low rash patient, is not an atrial fib at this time. Assessment number one, diabetes, off metformin, increase Amaryl twice a day. I gave him my cell phone and told him to text me with his blood sugars next week. He says every time he calls here, they won't let him talk to me, so I told him to bypass the office and call me because I want to do something about him before he actually dies, and he knows that his actions can definitely result in that if he doesn't take care of himself. Next number, continue with Crestor, 20 milligram. Next number, never stop your amiodarone in capital letters. Next number, continue with lisinopril, 20 milligram. Next one is Viagra, 100 milligram given for his ED. Next one is findings were discussed with patient at length, especially my concerns regarding his ETOH abuse and his non-compliance. He promises to do better. He promises to think about going to AA. I can't make him do anything, but nevertheless, he needs to take care of himself. He knows that. Period. I discussed findings at length with him again before leaving today. Thank you.